Officials say a number of musk oxen were illegally killed near Nuiqsut on March 6th. The animals belong to a herd in northeast Alaska that has been dwindling in number for the past two decades. KBRW's Jake Neer has the story.
Wildlife troopers say they're conducting an ongoing investigation into the deaths of four musk oxen in the Alpine oil field near Nuiqsut. They say they can't comment on the details of the investigation, but are calling the killings deliberate and illegal human actions. Trooper Dan Dahl is the lead investigator in the case.
It's an unfortunate one just because it's a stock of concern. They've been trying to get that the numbers of those musk ox up for quite a few years now, and they've been down, and they've been trying to figure out why that stock is down, you know, in numbers. So to lose some from that, and one was a collared musk ox that had been harvested, it really hurts the stock, especially when they're trying to get them healthy.
Dahl says there are suspects in the investigation, and he has contacted them. Alaska Department of Fish and Game research biologist Steve Arthur says the number of musk oxen in this specific herd peaked in the mid-1990s at around 650 animals. Now, it's less than a third of that.
They've reached a point now where there's fewer than 200 musk oxen in this part of Alaska, and the numbers are getting small enough where every individual animal becomes that much more important.
Additionally, Arthur says there are only around 80 to 85 adult cows in the herd. He says at least one of the four musk oxen killed this week in Nuiqsut was a cow. Some subsistence users on the North Slope have testified at wildlife meetings recently about their concerns that musk oxen can repel caribou herds and cause problems with hunting when they get close to town. Trooper Dan Dahl says he isn't aware of a connection between this concern and the illegal harvest this week. Steve Arthur says, although he's fairly sure human killing of musk oxen does happen from time to time, this case is definitely unique.
Well, there's been a number of instances where we suspected something like this might have happened, but we haven't had such conclusive evidence, eyewitnesses basically. All we can say is that we suspect that it does happen. But it's really hard to say if it's a very common thing. I don't think it's common, but, it certainly does happen.
Arthur says he and his colleagues have been trying to figure out the reason for the herd's decline for 3 to 4 years. He says he doesn't suspect intentional human killings play a big role in the decline, but that it's likely a number of other factors. Trooper Dan Dahl says he can't give any further information about suspects or the investigation at this point. Currently, there is no open season for muskox harvest. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.